first Sunday of our Lord 2019.
Amen.
Amen. My spirit, they come up after that for us this morning. But how do you know?
word Stephen is a name that means honorable or to be honored. And Stephen has the unenviable and auspicious honor of being the first martyr. Amen. And if you're not familiar with the word martyr, that means that you died for what you believe in. I don't ask that. You know, how many of y'all are willing to die for what you believe in? Don't raise your hand. I don't want you to lie.
The punishment for blaspheming the word or name of God was death.
Bastone. Somebody say bastone.
Bastone.
You know, we say we got some stoning going on there. In the church. I got quiet right there.
Amen.
But Stephen was accused of blasphemy, and the whole seven chapters, he takes them and he gives them a summation of the whole Bible. Go to read chapter 7. Chapter 7 is very interesting. From Abraham all the way through Moses, through Joseph, all the way through David, he gives them an account of the coming Messiah. And he says, the one that came, the Messiah, you killed him. And that's why he starts off with saying, you stiff-necked people. Now, you got to remember, he's not talking to lawsuit. He's talking to the Sanhedrin. Somebody said the doctors of religiosity back then, he's talking to those people. The people who said that they were saved. The people who said that knew the scriptures. He calls them stiff-necked. Guys, that's not right here, one minute. I heard that when they stiff-necked. You ever lay a baby down and they want to go sleep? Yeah.
Talk like, or what am I talking about?
Bring stuff.
Can we leave reality TV on TV? You are not living a reality TV show. This is real life, y'all.
That's right.
With real life consequences. You got to represent God even on Facebook.
Amen.
When you go on Facebook, you don't change and you're still a Christian.
Yeah.
Somebody say, watch how you live.
Why?
And can I say right here, this is a caveat or a warning. Don't get so bold that nobody can use you.
That's right, Amen.
You know, I went to a party, first little party with the new job that I worked. I knew there was going to be alcohol there. Matter of fact, they gave me alcohol tickets for free drinks. See, some of the homeless folks said, well, I ain't even going to that. They're going to be serving some whiskey there. Let me tell you something. I live and have a good time.
That's right, Pastor.
We got to show them that we can have a good time without the alcohol.
Amen.
My song came on. I got off. Beware of who is leading you. of shouting. It also can be a manifestation of the Holy Spirit. But let me tell you, the greatest manifestation of the Holy Spirit is living a authentic Christ life.
Amen.
Did you get that? The highest praise that we can give the Lord is the little life that glorifies Him. I beg to differ with those who said that the highest praise is hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen.
The highest praise that Greg can give Him is living a life like Jesus.
Amen.
That glorifies Him. Matter of fact, let Jesus live His life through me.
Yes, yes.
That's the highest
praise.
When I avail myself and say, hear my Lord, not only send me, live through me. No longer what I want. Bible says, like I said to the Lord, and He will give you the desire of your heart. Well, that means He's going to give you a brain you want to. Tell somebody, you know, we can't wait to get this age. When you're growing up, 16, I can't wait to get 21. I say it again. I couldn't wait to be 21 because I was gonna see me a pornographic movie.
Right off that.
Oh, how can you say that? I'm about to say, look where you brought. If you delight yourself in the Lord, He'll give you a brand new desire. If I am 21, I didn't even want to see one. Somebody say, brand new want you. You get a brand new want you when you are God conscious, when you are practicing the presence of the Lord. You practice the presence of the Lord as if He is there 24/7, not only looking at what you're doing, seeing what you're doing, hearing what you're saying.
Yes.
Listen to this. He even hears what you think.
Amen.
What I didn't say it. To God, you spoke it. You got to open up your mouth. The same one that darkness is like the day unto Him. Your silence, you got to say, all you do is speak. Somebody say, what you feel with. You better make certain that you are filled with the Holy Ghost. How do you know you're filled with the Holy Ghost? When you are acting like Christ. When you're loving Him more, when you, those fruits of the Spirit are growing. Somebody say growing.
Growing.
Lastly, beware of where you're looking. The Bible says that. Now, why would the Bible, right in the middle of this testimony, it says, but He being full of the Holy Ghost, look up. Steadfast. Somebody say, look up.
Look up.
You got to be real careful where you're looking. In 2019, I'll talk to the one now. When all hell breaks loose and everything is going wrong, you're looking down at the ground. Somebody needs to look up. Let me tell you, when you look up, you can see where you're going. And check this out, even if you ain't going nowhere, when you look up, you can see what's coming.
That's right, Alex.
You might be so weak that you ain't going nowhere, but if you only look up, the Lord will show you what's coming.
Yeah.
Notice that in the midst of all these people, He was the only one that saw the vision.
Yeah.
When you are God conscious, you can see some stuff other folks can't see. The Bible says that when He looked up, He saw a vision of heaven opening up.
Yeah.
Okay, you get this picture? And notice this, He's the only one that saw it. I'm saying again, if you be God conscious in 2019, He's going to show you some stuff. He's going to reveal some stuff to you that other folk can't see. So what am I saying? If He shows it to you but don't show it to somebody else, you got to accept that. Amen?
Amen.
Some of us will show some stuff in 2018 and recall such one didn't see it. We didn't believe it.
Amen.
I'm supposed to say, you can't see what I see.
Yeah.
Because unless you do what I do, you can't see what I see. Unless you go where I go, you can't see what I see.
Yeah.
Unless you hear what I hear, you can't see what I see. What am I talking to?
Yeah.
2019, He wants to show you some stuff that He full of the Holy Ghost, look up steadfastly unto heaven and saw the glory of God. And listen to this. Jesus standing. We read that and just went over so quickly. No, no. What you got to understand, up until this point, Jesus is sitting. That's the only thing. You got to hear this. But what's the difference? In that day, kings did not stand before their subjects. The subjects stood before the king and bowed their face down to the ground as they were killed. When we read that Jesus was standing, y'all, they got to take my word for it. But look at Hebrews. This is just one indication that Jesus has set on the throne of power up until this moment. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 11 says, and every priest standing daily ministering and offering, oftentimes the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. Listen to this. But when this man, talking about Jesus, somebody say Jesus. When this man, somebody say this man. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice, after he had died, somebody say God. After he had died on the cross and offered the ultimate sacrifice, it says, for the sins forever, set down. Somebody say set down. Set down on the right hand of God. So why do we see him standing here? Why do we see him standing here? We see him standing here the same reason we stand. You know, I could be sitting down and listening to a song, but I just started thinking about, Lord, why are you passing out blessings?
Yeah, yeah.
Lord, why are you healing? And I think about that blessing he brought me through it. All of a sudden, I just got to say, I said, well, why are you standing? I'm standing in agreement with what's going on. We stand when we light something, y'all. Come on, somebody. Sometimes, you know, sometimes we ain't even clapping. We just standing there for tears in our eyes. Somebody say he's standing. The reason he's standing is because he said to Stephen, he said, I'm in agreement with your behavior. I'm standing because I am pleased with your behavior. He's standing as to say, come on home, child. Stephen didn't know what was about to happen, but Jesus did. What am I saying? Anybody going through?
Amen.
Don't, if you ain't ashamed, if you're going through this moment, raise your
hand. Amen.
Oh, everybody. My hand ain't raising it in reference. I'm going through too.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. If you are going through, look up.
No.
Listen to this. This is the story that God chooses not to bring Stephen out. Stephen died, no. Can you bring it out? God will not always bring him out of what you're going through. Do you know why? Somebody said why. I'm so glad you asked. See, everything you're going through ain't just for you. Whoa. No. Sometimes God chooses not to bring us out. But check this out. He won't bring you out, but he'll get in with you. Sometimes he's going to leave you right there. because it ain't about you. Somebody has to see you being brought out. Somebody has to see you being healed. Somebody has to see you being delivered. Because if you're delivered, right before their eyes, they say, it begins with them. Certain to Holy Ghost. Make sure you understand the